Dermot O'Marley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I speak to be heard. Wouldn't it be interesting for us to go through life with people whispering and we're not hearing them at all? We can buy all the earphones we want. We can buy all the hearing aids we want. We can buy all the loudspeakers we want. But if people do not speak to be heard, then they're not going to be listened to. Now this talk here that I'm beginning might turn you off. You might never listen any further. So rather than that to happen, I will turn on the volume. I speak to be heard. That's my whole life. I speak to be heard. And if I don't want people to hear me, I whisper. If I whisper, I don't want people to hear me. If I whisper, I am usually not heard. Now, many times, each one of you will turn to the other and say, you know, and I've got my hearing aid on real high and wherever it went to, I don't know. But you took it away on my plate. That I don't know. I don't see it that. So I put the thing on so I can hear you very well. And then you say I don't speak loud when I have it on. And so that doesn't make it very clear for you. So I just put it in one ear. And that way I hear with my one ear whether I'm loud, and I hear with the other ear what you have to say. And I can generally hear what most people are talking about all the time, no matter where I am, no matter what they're saying. However, when people make a concerted effort not to be heard, then I don't hear them. And when they do that, I think to myself, I am not wanted here. I am not appreciated here. People are not speaking so that I can hear them, so therefore there's no reason for me to be here. So I will leave. And oftentimes I leave a group who do not speak loud enough for me to hear. I mean, why be there? I can't hear them. I can't understand what they're saying. And I say to them, I don't understand you. Could you speak a little louder? Could you speak more clearly? And they don't do it. And so I just leave. Now, I could put my earphones on and I could hear perfectly well all of the small talk that's going on. And you could hear me if you would listen. But the thing is, I sound much less powerfully speaking than when I don't have my earphones in. But I care a great deal about the people in my world. I don't live for the people in my world. I live for myself. Now, why am I creating all of you speaking in a manner that I don't always hear you? Somewhere there must be within me a desire to have you not speak loud. Somewhere in me I must be creating you not speaking loud and not speaking up so you can be heard. Do you speak to be heard? Do you express yourself that you want to be heard? Or do you have a lot of asides? Even in the theater, when they have an aside, they'll say, "Now, do you hear what she says over there? Listen to what she's talking to you." You know? And so you hear that aside, you know what I mean? But it can be heard quite clearly and quite loud. But it's an aside because it's meant not to be heard. And of course it's heard. But I speak to be heard. I love speaking. I love being heard. I love people listening to me. I love all those good things that come along with it. And I go to the disadvantage of not putting on the hearing aid so that you can all hear me very clearly and very beautifully. Of course, I could learn to raise my voice with the hearing aids in. That would be an easy thing. My hearing aid lady, she says, learn to speak up with the hearing aids in. You know, learn to raise your voice and talk louder so that they can hear you, and then you can hear them too. And I just feel unnatural doing that. Now, maybe I'm doing that naturally without realizing that it's natural when I'm thinking that it's unnatural. So, how about that? Do you speak to be heard? The child is in the corner of the room. Freddie, come here, please. And Freddie doesn't hear. Freddie, come here! You raise your voice, you speak firmly, and Freddie cannot ignore it. And so he comes. Now, if I say, Rex, come. Come. He comes very definitely because he knows that I'm calling him and I'm very firm. Sit. Down. Good boy. So, he knows that he is loved and he knows that everything is okay and he knows that all is in divine order. But the thing is, I had to speak firmly so he'd hear it. When I said, Freddie, come here, Rex lifted his head and looked at me. He says, that's not my name. I'm Rex, you know. And so then, to make him feel good, I said, Rex, come here. And then he did that, and he felt very, very comfortable because it made sense to him. Now, this is very important for all of us. Very important for all of us. You're all speaking very clearly. I can hear you all the time, except when you don't want me to hear you. And when you don't want me to hear you, you turn your voices down, or you talk to each other, or you talk solo voice, and you make it so I cannot understand you or hear you. And so what you are saying to me is, we're not interested in you. We're not interested in you, and we're not interested in having you hear anything we're saying. And that's why we're talking in this low voice that you can't hear. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the game you want to play, I'll just tell you, then I understand. And you go right ahead and play it, and I will be in the other room. So, you have a lovely day now. And just remember,